Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, authorities said that a drunk Florida man was arrested for causing a disturbance at the House of Blues in Orlando in Disney Springs as he repeatedly spat at deputies before he was taken to jail. As a result, Domingo Pagan, 47, faces multiple criminal charges. He had to be taken away in a spit mask, according to the sheriff's office. Ended up happening. It happened back in August, but it takes weeks to get public records, which is why it's just news now. But he had to be secured in handcuffs and a spit mask. And because he was pretending that he was going to throw up, and then he was spitting at people. He would pretend to throw up to get the mask taken off his face. And then we'd do it. He'd spit at officers. So they put it back on. Then it was a cycle. He is represented by, well, he doesn't have his own representation. But he's in the pokey. So, good heavens. A Florida man randomly assaulted a sleeping United passenger in a bloody mid-flight beating, say the feds. 44-year-old Everett Chad Nelson is facing federal charges after he beat a sleeping traveler. He apparently randomly sucker-punched this dude while flying from California to D.C. for no reason. And then, apparently, like, there was blood flying everywhere. 2 hours into the five-hour journey, it happened. It was going from San Francisco to Dulles, of course, San Francisco. The 44-year-old Nelson left his seat in the rear of the aircraft, headed one of the lavatories up front. 82 passengers, 6 crew members aboard the flight. When Nelson got out of the bathroom, he stopped at 12F and without notice began physically attacking a sleeping male passenger. He punched him repeatedly into the face until blood was drawn. And then they said it went for a full minute. The man began screaming, and then a good Samaritan intervened, pulled Nelson off of him, and he gave the guy 2 black eyes, busted his nose, blood all over everything, and apparently they had no pre-existing condition. I mean, apparently it came out of absolutely nowhere. And flight attendants moved Nelson to where they could keep an eye on him for the remainder of the flight, and then the victim was treated by a doctor who happened to be on board. And then the FBI apparently met him when he got out of the gate and all this stuff. So he's in detention, and he's going to be arraigned, I think, coming up. So, wow, he could face a few years behind bars. Completely random. Let's see here. A Florida man got arrested because he stole $100,000 of frozen bacon. That's a lot of bacon. $100,000 in Miami. 40-year-old Marcus Bernal. 53-foot refrigerated semi.
Hi, I'm Lillian, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders believed in a separation of church and state, in that the country was not to have an official religion or an official sect. But that did not mean that government was to be hostile to religion, or even indifferent to religion, as many today argue. In fact, America's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, includes both a reference to God as the author of the laws of nature and a confident assertion that human beings are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Far from being hostile or indifferent to religion, America's founders understood the theology of the Declaration to be an essential part of the education of citizens.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
My people came in and said, "Sir, you know, the word garbage is the hottest thing right now out there. The hottest thing out there. Sir, would you like to drive a garbage truck?" Now, we're about, 30 minutes from landing. We had to do this pretty quick. I said, "It's sort of cool, though, isn't it? Because, And I said, "I think that's okay. But, I don't feel comfortable wearing a suit." And they pulled up this garbage truck. I don't know how the hell they did it so fast. I have very capable people. They put a big sign on the truck. Did you see it? I think they showed it to you. And then they said, "Sir, we have a vest." I said, "Well, Should I leave my suit on and put it over the vest? But that doesn't look very good, right? That doesn't look good. So I said, all right, look, let me take it off. And then I actually said, I climbed into the truck. But here's so I said, how the hell do you get into this truck? It's way up high. It's a big one. This was a beauty. I said, you didn't have to buy it that big, right? You have to get it that big. They brought this brand new, gorgeous truck, wonderful driver. He looked like Cary Grant in his prime. You know who that is?
Jeez. If I was that guy, I'd be like changing. I'd try to get a vanity plate that says Cary Grant in his prime. That's hysterical. That I think that also explains why he kind of struggled to get that door open in the video that all the left is freaking out about. Gag me. I've got some really stupid stories. So we got a lot to touch on today because, I mean, we are. It's the garbage edition, the continued garbage edition of the show. And it's, you know, that's where we're at. And we're at that point in the debate. And it's also All Hallows Eve. So yours truly didn't dress up because yours truly is waiting for November 6th, the day after. And then maybe I'll belatedly dress up. We'll see. So lots of stuff to hit, like I said. And happy, what is it, Thursday to you? Dana Lash here, top of this first hour. Channel 347 DirecTV. We're at Rumble. If they decide not to freeze, I don't know. Maybe I should like invest or something to make that not happen. But you can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. X. We're over at X as well. All right. So I've never seen such a fast turnaround of something. That was pretty good. The big turnaround of the garbage narrative. So far Donald Trump has worked two minimum wage jobs. Well, I don't know if garbage or sanitation workers minimum wage.
I don't think so.
I don't think they are. Well, he's worked two blue collar jobs. We'll put it like that. He's worked two blue collar jobs right now. And Democrats are still nothing from them. They got a garbage truck, for crying out loud. He's like, I got very capable people. I'm not saying this, someone else is. But it was pretty, you know. And then but the thing was, I didn't watch all of his remarks yesterday at his rally, but I did think it was funny that he kept wearing the vest, that he just stayed with the vest. Like, he walked out on stage, still had that reflector vest on, because that was the first thing I saw before I saw that he rolled up in a garbage truck. There was a lot going on yesterday. And I thought that was hysterical because he still had that vest on. But he rolls up in the garbage truck. It was really high up. And I mean, if he's like 6'4", he's really tall, super tall. And 6'3", maybe 6'4". So if he was kind of struggling to get the door open, I mean, it's because it's really high up there. I would have to get on a trampoline in order to launch, yeet myself into this thing. But yeah, he had the garbage truck, and he's and I had the big flag, and he pulled. That was actually kind of funny because I saw someone in the press saying there's a garbage truck that rolled up and it has the Trump campaign logo on the side. Hands to sky. They were there, and they thought Trump was just going to pull up, you know, in a car, and they're at the airport, and he pulls up in the garbage truck, and the press was like, this garbage, and there was this video of this little garbage truck rolling up. It was funny. And the press was very, they didn't know what to make of it, which that amused me the most. I was chuckling a little bit. I'm always the most amused when the press is actually knocked off their game a little bit. So that was a very, very quick turnaround. So he goes to this Wisconsin rally, and he rolls up. The left was apoplectic. They were apoplectic. You know what? Maybe they could just roll out Kamala Harris talking about how she was raised middle class again. That always works, right? You know, it always works with the voters to just tell them that you're middle class instead of actually doing middle class stuff. That's my favorite thing about the limousine Marxists. They love telling you that they're middle class. That's middle class. I was raised middle class. You know, yeah. And then they like go through their Rolodex of buzzwords that they think identifies the middle class. McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's. Crocs. Like anything else that pops into their head, right? Mountain Dew. And they throw that out and they think that that's enough. That's enough. That voters will go, oh, she said McDonald's. She's like me. Guess I'll vote for her. Who cares about the economy? She said McDonald's. Didn't work. So the left is, they were apoplectic over this. I'm just looking over some stuff. I mean, CNN literally had to interrupt a panel. Did we, I don't know if we had, I didn't want to send everything in and then I forgot to send some things in. CNN was livid over this. They had, they actually, I think it was Wolf Blitzer that was hosting, and they had to actually interrupt their, they had a panel and they interrupted their own little goofy panel because the, they had to go to the garbage truck. I was dying. I was laughing so hard over that. It was actually very funny. So that was a quick, I don't think that they're, in the meantime, notice the media. There's one thing that they haven't done. Have you noticed this? They haven't gone to every single Democrat and said, do you condemn this remark? Do you condemn this? If Trump were to fart the wrong way, every single Republican, do you condemn this? Microphone, do you condemn it? Sir, do you condemn this? Do you condemn? Anytime he says anything, if it's not even him, if it's his kids, do you condemn this? Every Republican, they get a mic shoved in their face. With this, no, nothing. Not a single Republican was asked a single thing. Or Democrat has been asked a single thing. It's fun. Listen to this. This is CNN. I think we have this. I just want to play a little bit of it. I don't want to play all of the, I'm not going to play all of the media reactions because you play one, it's the same for all of them. But it was funny because they're doing this live discussion and they had no idea Trump was rolling up in a garbage truck. And they're like, they just had no idea. It was hysterical. What?
Thank you.
I wasn't going to do it. That's, what are you talking about?
Nervous.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yeah. And then I love what Tom Cotton tweeted. He had a picture of Donald Trump putting the, what is the tool that they use to put the fries in the fry thing? I asked a friend of mine this last night and who worked at McDonald's and she couldn't remember. She's like, oh my gosh, I don't. I'm like,
the fry basket?
No, it wasn't. There was like a thing it was called. Anyway, it's the thing where it's like was made to put them in the McDonald's fries. It's like their proprietary. Yeah.
Like the fry shovel.
Something like that. We're going to call it fry shovel. There's a picture of Trump with the fry shovel putting the fries in the box, and then there's a picture of him behind the dump truck. And Tom Cotton tweets, the Biden-Harris economy is so bad that seniors have to work two jobs to make ends meet. That was actually funny.
I like that.
But what the left is trying to do, let me know if we have that CNN thing. Okay, go ahead, listen to this, and then I'm going to tell you how the left is trying so hard to turn this. Listen.
Interrupt you for a moment. Stand by for a moment. Trump is answering some questions from reporters.
Joe Biden to make that statement, it's really a disgrace.
In a garbage truck. They're like, we got to interrupt our panel to go to the garbage truck.
Breaking news.
I love how they're like, wait, can we roll with the breaking news? Wait a minute. No, we got to wait for, we have to wait for the element. What is that called? It's not a stinger. What's that called, Juan? Is it a stinger if it's visual? Yeah, is it? Okay. We got to wait for the stinger. Okay, we got it. All right, now we can do the breaking news. Because it's not breaking news unless the breaking news stinger, like, animates. Oh, there it is. You got to have it. Don't get ahead of the stinger, Wolf. So he runs. He comes. I just think it's hysterical. And they're all, the panel, like, when they came back, the panel was just going. I was dying laughing at this. Oh my gosh, absurdity to highlight absurdity. Now, this is how the left is trying to flip this. Remember how I was making fun of, what's his face? Lucas Kuntz?
Yeah.
Him? Steve just exhaled. Well, people are trying, and I said that was, you know, being at the range, it was his Dukakis moment. Well, people are trying to say this is Trump's Dukakis moment. And I'm like, wait a minute. I fired back at one of these, like, halfwits. I was like, are you telling me that blue collar work is a Dukakis moment? Please explain to me how. How is highlighting blue collar work a Dukakis moment? Yeah, exactly. They're trying so hard. Now, is this going to, I don't even care if this does anything at the polls. I just like that there was a lighthearted moment because it was funny as all get out. I don't care if you hate Trump or not. I don't care. Rolling up in a garbage truck was funny. It's funny. I laugh my head off because I did. I mean, you saw. Can I just one more time indulge me? You saw the truck roll up. You had no idea what was going on. And then there he is. I don't care if you like him or not. It was funny. And then they, but you know what they ended up doing? They ended up furthering, making Biden look silly with us. But everyone's trying to say no. He's assuming voters hear garbage and think of Biden's gaffe. Yeah, absolutely. You know why? Because that's what Biden said, literally. One of the Nepo babies on the schmoo said that. That's really nice that they like took a microphone and a camera and put those barnyard animals to work. You know, the ones that were just like too long in the tooth to actually do any meaningful work there on the farmyard. So they, you know, they made a little talk show for them. It was so nice. Super, super nice how they did. I love animals. Love people. Kel-Tec, the P15. If you don't have the P15, you need to get it because this is like one of it. It literally is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. This is ideal for concealed carry, especially for you ladies. I'm not excluding you guys because you guys may want something light and thin as well to carry. But for ladies, it's a lot harder for us to conceal. And so knowing that you have the stopping power from 9mm, but that it's sleek, it's compact, that you have that extra ability for ultra concealability is amazing. And I have both the metal and the polymer version, but it is the lightest and thinnest. Comes with two magazines. So you have a standard 15 round with minimal pinky extension, and then you have the standard 12 round that's flush fit and double, and also double stack mag. That's for ultra concealability. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. Striker fire. I mean, this is a great trigger. It's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more about the Kel-Tec P15 at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. So first up, this is kind of sad. A beloved pet squirrel has been seized by New York State after it spent 7 years in a home, and the owner says they're going to euthanize it. New York State is a jack wagon. According to an Instagram post, Peanut the squirrel was rescued after his mother was struck and killed by a car. And I've got a whole story about this. He was taken from his Elmira, New York home by officials. It was the Department of Environmental Conservation. They served a warrant to Peanut's guardians because they got complaints from some jackwagon probably complained about somebody having a squirrel. They said unlawfully possessed animals. And the account said you took one of the most amazing animals away because of your selfishness. I mean, it had its own little cowboy hat, for crying out loud. Mark Longo owns it. He says he's in shock and belief. And they said apparently they're going to euthanize it. That's insane. And they said because of rabies, they said they had to seize the animals because there was like apparently rabies nearby or something like that. I think that's kind of a jerk move. What the dude have a squirrel? It has a cowboy hat. I would have hit it and totally pulled like a chimp crazy thing. No, it's gone. It just passed away. We don't know. I would have totally lied to the state about that and I would have not felt bad about it. Let's see. This is kind of weird that this is a headline. Lead poisoning costs the world's children 765 million IQ points a year. That's what they're saying. Like, low-level lead poisoning. Apparently, it's still pervasive. They published this in the New England Journal of Medicine. Blah, blah, blah. Are people still, like, getting exposed to lead at that level for real? Okay. Pentagon chief reveals a photo of a UFO mothership. I don't know if I believe this, but I don't know if it's real, but I'm going to believe it anyway because I want to. He says it's a huge mini city floating in the sky, an ex-Pentagon official, and he had photos of it. I don't know. Did the photos look believable? Meh, I don't know. I still want to believe it anyway. But when the government tells me that it's real, then I don't want to believe. You know, that's the problem. I'm really stuck here. I'm stuck. Subway is being sued for shorting customers on meat. They shorted them on the meats. They did not put enough steak in their steak and cheese sandwiches, and now they're getting sued. Of course. Can we talk about the guy who wanted to work at Hooters? Oh, ladies. Oh, gentlemen. This happened. A man is suing Hooters for discrimination because they wouldn't hire him. And he said it was discriminatory. They wouldn't hire him based on his image. Now, I'm seeing him as a woman, and he's ugly. He is an ugly chick. He is a big, ugly chick. Oh, yeah. Are you shocked that he's a big, ugly chick? Of course not. He's not attractive. And I don't care if a restaurant is like, you know what? We want only attractive people serving our tendies. That's it. I don't even know what they have there. Just, I mean, I'm assuming all kinds of chicken. I don't even know. We only want attractive women serving our chicken. And I'm like, at least they're being honest about it. I mean, who are you to judge? It's their business. They can do whatever. Leave it alone. You don't have to go there. And this guy is mad. I honestly think that he might win because it's in New York. He filed a claim with the New York State Division of Human Rights. They investigated, of course, and they found that his rights may have been violated.
Whose rights? His?
His.
Oh, his rights. Okay.
And continuing with my favorite sentence in the piece, Hooters has hit back. They said that the guy, I don't know if he, did he change his name? Well, he goes by Brandy Livingston.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Juan, you're going to have to show his whatever haircut that is that he's got. Dude, I don't even know what haircut this is that he has. So Hooters hit back. They said that, you know, basically what I was telling you, they said that he was told he couldn't go to the back to their establishment because his behavior was offensive. They said he made sexually explicit comments to servers on multiple occasions before he transitioned. And he's accused of asking servers to marry him. And then discussing stuff that no one should ever discuss in a public setting. Yeah. Or with anyone, period. And then he threatened to go to a gun range for practice the next time he comes. Oh, that's something. I actually believe that. I believe. Now, Juan is showing you this dude. What? I don't know what the haircut is. It's like a skunk mullet. I don't even know what it is. It's like a rat tail. It's like a rat tail and a mullet married and had the baby on its head, on his head. That's what it is.
Side mullet.
It's not even a side mullet. Well, we'll hopefully show the guy. They'll show the guy again in the video. But this is some of the video. The guy is just nasty, but he's a big dude. So is this about him thinking that he's a chick and wanting to work at Hooters? Or is it, it sounds like he was a psycho over these chicks. And was harassing them and then found a new way to harass them. This guy's hair, Juan's got it up. That's like a rat tail and a mullet that had a baby. I mean, in all my time, I ain't never seen anything like that. And I got family from Southern Missouri and I ain't never seen no hair like this. I don't even know what this is. If I was a dude, I would not want him to serve me at Hooters. I wouldn't go to Hooters, but I'm just saying, if I was a dude and I went to Hooters, I wouldn't want that guy to serve me no tendies. I wouldn't want him to. I'd be like, I need a new server because this one's ugly. I would say that. Can you imagine? I would be a horrible dude. I really would be. I mean, it'd be like, this one's ugly. Bring me a new one. I don't want this one. And then so this guy was like, I never said anything. My mom would take me to the gun range for clay pigeon and shooting and trap. And he goes, I feel like one of the servers might have overheard me and my dad were talking about. Wait, so you went to Hooters with your dad? Dudes, is that normal? Is that normal?
Is it normal to go with a dude?
No, with your dad. If you're like,
I don't see why not. I think I've been to Hooters with my dad before.
I've been with my dad
have
as
you?
Well. Yeah.
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 I mean, they serve burgers and chicken. I mean, I don't know what they serve, really.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you don't? I love how you just added that in there. That's just like I'm gonna judge your dude.
They may have wings.
You're single,
man.
You can go to Hooters.
They may have fries.
It's not like people who get hired at Hooters don't know what they're doing. It's not like, all right, we're gonna serve chicken, and then after they hire and they sign a contract, it's not like the owners go, all right, you're gonna have TNA out, and you're gonna wear these ugly tan tights and tight orange shorts and serve chicken. It's called Hooters for a reason, ladies. That's not how this happens. Like, everybody knows, right? He goes, what this dude says, he goes, I don't want money. I just want an apology. I'm never going to get that. No, you're not, because you're an ugly dude who has no business working at Hooters unless you're bussing tables. Shh. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. You know what? You're not made for everything, and that's okay. Not everything in life is fair. I'm not a caprillionaire, or what is it, a decillionaire? Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not that. That's okay. Not everything in life is fair. That's all right, you know? I'm short-waisted. That's okay. Not everything in life is fair. I get it.
They could put him in charge of carrying those 100-pound bags of tape.
I mean, he could do security, but that's like it. Actually, that would be very effective. Put him in that outfit and put him at the door. Right. There is no dude who wants to be going up against Brandy at Hooters, right? Hi, welcome to Hooters. My name is Brandy. I feel like he doesn't even need to have any kind of enhancements. It's just kind of there already. Just lift it up for him.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am. Happy Halloween. Oh, you're already dressed up. How dare you?
So excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
He, by the way, the dude in that video looked like He-Man through an evil filter.
Yeah.
Like an evil He-Man from a different universe. Right?
Like he and Skeletor melded together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
the looking glass told me Brandy was a fine girl.
Oh my gosh. I had to, there, by the way, there were people literally who were protesting outside of the Hooters. Well, there are like threes of people.
On this guy's back?
Yeah, and there's a sign that says justice for Brandy. What is wrong with you people? I'm sorry. No. You are lame as all get out and cringe. If you have the time, I'm going to go make a sign and protest outside of a Hooters because this fat guy couldn't get hired there. Who does this? Who does this? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine not having a life and this is what you do? And there are two dudes and a Karen. Of course they are.
Probably three dudes.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, you're probably correct. Well, there you go. I mean, just saying, we live in a crazy time. Just think, there's like one pretty lady that this dude could disenfranchise by trying to force them to hire him. Just put him up, literally, put him up in the outfit and stick him at the door. All right, Brandy, you're doing security and bussing tables. I want to serve tendies. No, you're not. You're going to do security at the door, Brandy. Take your big ass over there. I don't know if
she's
I want to go to that Hooters. Their door lady is terrifying.
My eyes are up here, man.
Oh, come on, guys. Oh, all right. So we had to have a break because it's insane right now. It's crazy. We had to have a break, a little bit of a break. All right. One other culture thing. And then we're going to get back into meat and potatoes because we got Daniel Horowitz coming up and we're going to talk deep about economics and everything else. So I saw a headline. It said women applaud and men mourn the downfall of high heels. They're trying to say that high heels are on the out. And I think that would be a horrible insult to all of femaledom if that happened. High heels make your legs look better. They're great for your calves. They're great for your muscles, really. They are great for the way you're shaped, if you have good posture. But what do they want everybody to wear? Them Clydesdale clodhoppers? I don't understand. Like, what? But I get the sense that someone was saying that it's like a fourth wave feminist rejection of traditional femininity. And I don't know about you, but I want to take these fourth wavers and swing them around by their hair. They're all Brandies now to me. I'm done with it. They said there's a generational shift, and someone was saying that it's like fourth wave and that it's, you know, it's more for men than it is. No, it's not. It's not more for men. And if anyone thinks that, then you have like a skewed view. And they're comfortable if you like know how to walk in them and you get the proper shoes. I feel like women, ladies, you got a question about heels. You come ask your girl. You come ask me. Men, you send your ladies to come ask me. I will answer any question for you. That makes me sad, though, because high heels are great. Rounded toes are horrible. Platforms are horrible. Heels are where it's at. They make your legs look good. I swear you, like, they'll take weight off you. Ladies, you just trust me on this, please.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.